Do you see a benefit in goal setting when it comes to evangelism?
I think goal setting is always a good idea as long as we're not making that a hard and fast rule. Because at the end of the day, we shouldn't be trying to steal the Holy Spirit's job,
mm-hmm.
right? Your application to join the Trinity has been denied. You failed the minimum requirements. And so the the Holy Spirit is the one who's going to work in that person's life, right? We are to present the gospel message as effectively and as clear as we possibly can. And sometimes that might sound like, you know, ice cubes falling on cement. God can still use that. And he will in one way or another to his glory. I think as long as we're not making sure, you know, I want to see this many people come to Christ in this amount of time. And if that doesn't happen, to get discouraged or think you're not doing it properly, or I think it can be a good incentive to step out in situations which may feel uncomfortable, especially if we're, you know, not used to doing that. It can really motivate us to start to do it. I think that's a good thing. But I think we should make sure we're not making it a checklist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, salvation is not a checklist.
Right.
And despite the fact that we are to proclaim the gospel, that we are to make disciples, we're also to not make decisions, right? The command is not go therefore and make decisions of all nations. It's make disciples of all nations. When in reality, it's the daily work of stepping out in faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't always have to hit a home run. Sometimes you just have to step up to the plate.
Hmm. Okay, what about less goal setting on salvations, but more so on just sharing your faith with a number of people? Do you see any harm with that?
No, there should never be harm in sharing your faith.
Yeah. I'm curious about your take on harvesting. The Holy Spirit is the one that has the specialty in this, but we do see very clearly in Romans 10 that how can they receive this message unless they hear it? I think sometimes we can back away from actually putting it to that friend, hey, this is the prayer. I'm going to pray it right now and you can pray along with me. Sometimes we're more inclined to just say, hey, take this for yourself and God will do the work. But what's the dichotomy? Is this just like, you think this is more of a personal thing? Some people are just bolder and can make that sort of push, or should all of us in general be a bit more audacious and say, hey, what's stopping you? What's stopping you from accepting this life-changing news?
Yeah, I think we should always be asking ourselves whether we are being bold. Now, Paul is constantly asking for prayer for boldness. And unfortunately, one of the biggest issues in our society that we find ourselves in is we are very timid, especially I think in Canada. Canadians tend to be timid. Mm-hmm. We mask it as politeness. In reality, we're probably more timid than we are polite. And I think that has repercussions in the sense that we often shy away from situations that might actually be overt, where we could share the gospel and we could be maybe a little bit more direct. I'm always surprised when I hear, you know, because of my work and my background, I have a lot of Muslim friends. I have a lot of Buddhist friends. I have a lot of atheist friends. And when they're asked about what they believe, they almost never try to couch what their true worldview perspectives are. They're often pretty direct. I think in a Canadian Christian context, because we feel like the culture is Christianized, that we shy away from those types of issues that my Muslim friends don't really have any reservations saying, you know, well, I believe that there is no God but Allah, and Muhammad is his prophet, and the Quran is the word of God. And then I hear my Christian friends, sometimes they're couching their statements to try to like not offend. And I sometimes think, you know, that may be necessary in very selective situations, but probably not in all the situations that I see them doing it in, because they're worried about offending someone. And I think we, you know, we should not offend people, but the message of the gospel is going to be offensive in the sense that we're calling people who are dead in their sins and trespasses, and we're showing them, we're shining a flashlight on that ugliness of that sin. And that's going to cause a reaction in that person, like it did in myself when I saw my sin and how grave and dirty it was. And so we could be far more bold than we often are, but I understand why people feel the hesitancy in our culture and day and age.